This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض وجزازي, we're coming to the last episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, day 30. It is very sad, for me to call it the last episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017. We've been living together, you know, since the beginning of Ramadan, and this is the end of it, subhanAllah. And it was just like yesterday, and Allah spoke the truth when He said ayyam and ma'dudat about Ramadan, very limited number of days, it's all gone. But before we go, let me finish inshaAllah ta'ala with the name of Allah, Ash-Shafi, so that you can relay this message to those who are sick, and or maybe even those who are listening to us and who are sick, or maybe going through some sort of difficulties. There is a name. There is a name of Allah, Ash-Shafi. This name that brings comfort and it brings hope. That it is Shifa. Even if the doctor says that there is no Shifa, there is no cure. But if Allah says there is Shifa, then Allah will give Shifa. You never despair. You know, and sometimes what happens is that this sickness that a person may have could be caused by that person himself or herself. It could be caused by Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course. I could cause myself to be sick. Right? I caused this to myself. I did something that caused me to be sick. You know, it's a very, you know, cold, rainy day, and then I just come out, you know, half naked, and now I'm sick, I'm cold, I have the flu. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal could cause you a sickness from a time or a place where you weren't even expecting it. You know, you woke up and you're not feeling well, and all of a sudden, you know, you feel something dizzy, you go through some x-rays, and subhanAllah, oh, there is a tumor in the brain. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Right? So, the Shifa, what can we find the Shifa? Because sometimes you could be taking medicine, but you're taking the wrong medicine. Right? This is the At-Tibb al-Nabawi, the Nabawi, the prophetic medicine. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when He says, because the manhaj Allah is Shifa, the path of Allah in itself is Shifa. Al-Quran Shifa. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. Say, it is for those who believe. Huda, it's hidayah, it's guidance and shifa. Shifa lima fi sudur. Shifa to their, that which they suffer from their breast, from their, you know, tightness of their breast. Al-Quran in itself is shifa. The path of Allah is shifa. The path of Rasulullah is shifa. Yes, there are certain things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, right? Like, you know, or he used to say to take when you get sick, like asal is shifa. You know, honey is shifa. Could be olive oil, al-habba sawda, you know, the black seed. There's certain things that the Prophet used to take depending on the nature of the sickness. And this is why I'm saying, you know, sometimes people, could be taking, you know, asal, but, or honey, you know, but for that particular symptom that they have, they need to take something else other than asal, right? So again, you need to figure out what is, and it is, you know, At-Tibb al-Nabawi. There is a book, beautiful book called At-Tibb al-Nabawi, the prophetic, you know, medicine. And I really suggest and encourage a lot of you to read this beautiful book, learning about the Prophet medicine sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I said, dhikr of Allah is also shifa. You know, shifa lima fi sudur, the members of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah azza wa jal, you know, He puts you under that condition. Why? Because He wants to expiate your sins. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, even every musibah, every hardship a person, you know, a Muslim may go through, to the extent that even if he's poked by a thorn, it is a mean of expiation to his sins. So this sickness that you may be going through, you know, it could be, in fact it is, you know, an expiation to your sins, provided that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything comes from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lost despair. The Prophet Muhammad used to say when he used to get sick, Allahumma anta shafi la shifa'an illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Allahumma shfi anta shafi la shifa'an illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Oh Allah, ishfi, you are the shafi. Give the cure. You are the shafi. You are the healer. There is no healer except you. La shifa'an illa shifa'ak. There is no cure except your cure. Oh Allah. Allahu Akbar. So again, relay your affairs, your hardship that you're going through to Allah al-Shafi. May Allah give shifa to all those who are sick. May Allah al-Shafi heal those who are sick. May Allah, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only heal their diseases, may Allah also give patience to those who are, you know, going through these diseases, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may, you know, expiate their sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, heal the diseases of your loved ones, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these diseases raise your ranks in Jannah inshaAllah through your patience. My brothers and sisters, all I have to say last is Eidukum Mubarakun Sa'id. Eidukum Mubarakun Sa'id. This is, you know, a way to greet one another in Eid by saying Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. Have a blessed Eid. Have a blessed life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Stay in touch with me. Stay in touch to my, you know, Facebook or, you know, my emails. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.